So there's awareness of the self, you know, how much of your thought process is rooted in self-doubt? What are the common thoughts that permeate your headspace? And how is your language either empowering you or disempowering you? This is the Alchemized Life podcast, and I am your host, Ava Johanna, transformational mentor, speaker, teacher, and most importantly, a woman on a mission to bring wellness to the world. This podcast was created to bridge the gap for anyone craving more love, health, and happiness in each and every day. And with every episode, you will receive practical guidance to create magic in your own life. Combining the expertise of wellness visionaries and thought leaders, each week we will bring it back to basics and provide you with the tools meant to empower you to thrive emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So together, let's ditch the mean girl, you can't sit with us vibes, grab your favorite yoga pants, and start to find your uniquely alchemized life. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Alchemized Life podcast. If you've been listening for a while, then you've probably noticed that this episode is a little bit different than the typical interviews. It's coming out midweek and is much shorter. And that is because I am kicking it off in March with solo episodes weekly and really, really, really excited to bring you this series of episodes. Originally, it kind of started as a conversation with one of my mentees, and as I continued on my mentorship program, I realized that I was having the same conversation with every single woman that I work with, and through that realization, I just knew from the bottom of my heart that it was a conversation that needed to be had on a bigger scale, and so I'm really excited to be bringing this to the Alchemized Life podcast and to really share on a topic that is very close to my heart because it is through my personal journey and the experience of really, you know, transforming my life and where I'm at today that I've been able to develop these practices and these, you know, mindset, I wouldn't say hacks, but these techniques that help you to really stand in your power and elevate your entire life. So, over the next 4 weeks, I'm going to be bringing you a episode every Wednesday. And really what this entire series is about is building confidence. And it really stems from my personal story again of letting go of my personal codependence, stepping into your own light and expanding your current reality. So there's definitely going to be storytelling throughout this, but ultimately what I'm aiming to do is bring you practical guidance to really integrate into your life, of course, everything that resonates with you and the new things that you may learn, or just things that you already know said in a different way. Every week I'm going to kind of give you like a 10 to 15 minute episode that really just kind of hits things quickly. So you can listen to this on your coffee break or on your drive home from work. And I hope you guys enjoy. If you are listening and enjoy the episode, please let me know. This is my first time doing solo episodes, so of course it's a little nerve-wracking, but again, we're building confidence and stepping into our own light. So it's all, I'm trying to walk the walk and talk the talk. If you are listening, sharing a screenshot on your Instagram stories, tagging me at Ava Johanna and then the podcast at The Alchemized Life. And of course, you know, this is definitely a topic that can make us start to feel and explore a little bit deeper. So know that I'm here for you, holding space for you. And if this inspires or sparks anything that you need to talk to someone about, like, I am here for you. So just wanted to throw that out there. So again, coming back to this topic of building confidence, really what I've found is that there are three steps that you continue over and over again. It's very much cyclical. And the steps are awareness, action, and expansion. And they sound super cool, right? That's my marketing background. And as I'm sure you can imagine, the first step, awareness, is where it all begins. Because awareness is that baseline that we must work from in order to make any changes. And not just changes to our mindset, but changes to our relationships, changes to our work, changes to the clothes we wear, like literally whatever, a material, physical, mental, all of it. Like awareness is where it begins. And when I started planning out what this episode was going to be about, specifically awareness, of course, I realized that there's kind of three prongs of awareness. And I'm going to walk us through all three of those prongs. So the first is awareness of the self. And this one is kind of a tough pill to swallow. I know for me it was, being very much in my ego from just the lifestyle that I started with after I graduated high school. You know, I definitely enjoyed partying. I was very much one of those girls that did not go to the club unless I was on the guest list, and just very much egoic and, you know, not in a good space. And I thought that I was confident, but of course that was like a mask of confidence, and really wanted external validation. And if I didn't get it, I completely fell apart and really doubted myself. And, you know, it's taken me this long to realize that I was not confident. I was seeking external validation. But so hopefully from this, you know, this journey that I've been on, I can leave you guys with some insight of really what the process looked like. The first thing for me was looking at how much of my thought process was rooted in self-doubt. And self-doubt is really those thoughts that keep you small, that make you feel like, who am I to do this? You know, the imposter syndrome that we can get, feeling like we're not good enough, feeling like we are going to fail, worrying about what other people will think about us. All of those thoughts that are rooted in self-doubt begin to create your scope of reality when it comes to your version and view of yourself. So what are the common thoughts that permeate your headspace? Again, are you thinking constantly, what if I fail? What if I'm not good enough? What are they going to think? Those are thoughts rooted in self-doubt. And if those are the common thoughts permeating your headspace, then that is going to be your belief in yourself. And we don't want that. You know, we want to feel good about ourselves. We want to feel confident in a way that we know that we're enough without having to seek that external validation, you know? So a special trick for me was starting to become aware of phrases like, I can't, I should, and I don't know. All of those are disempowering, and your language can either empower you or disempower you. So you're either a victim with your language or an empowered human being with your language. And when we are using disempowering language like I can't or I don't know, you're essentially shifting your power outside of yourself into external forces rather than taking responsibility. And really, awareness is paired with responsibility, because when we are aware, we're taking responsibility for all of our actions, all of our words, all of our thoughts, and saying like, yes, I own this and I'm ready to shift it. And I'm assuming if you are listening to this podcast, then you agree and are ready to shift everything. The second part of the awareness, so there's awareness of the self, you know, how much of your thought process is rooted in self-doubt, what are the common thoughts that permeate your headspace, and how is your language either empowering you or disempowering you? Like, how do your thoughts make you feel? Do you feel low vibrational, or do you feel good after like having a good think sesh with yourself? I'm gonna patent that or trademark that term, think sesh. But yeah, so, and what's really beautiful about that is that you can actually see on like a physiological level, like how your thoughts make you feel. If you start thinking thoughts that are low vibrational and negative, you're going to notice in your physical body how that makes you feel. Your chest will tighten up, your stomach will feel like it's dropping on a roller coaster, maybe your shoulders slouch forward, or your head starts to drop as if you're like in a permanent texting pose. All of that is a physical response to the thoughts that you're thinking. So just look at your body language and look at your actual language. The next is awareness of the relationships that you've accepted in your life. Whew, this is a tough pill to swallow, because there are so many relationships that we have in our lives that we feel like we cannot control. Family, our bosses, the people that we work with. While we may not be able to control on a physical reality these people being in our lives, we can control on an energetic level. And I know that might sound a little woo-woo or ethereal, but stick with me here. Notice how you feel after being around people in your life. Do you feel tired? Or maybe excited? Maybe just meh? Again, our bodies have a physiological response, And so much so that that response happens before our logical minds can process. So paying attention to the body is key in discerning what external forces are in alignment with your highest good or out of alignment and causing stagnation. Again, coming back to our language, notice if you're saying I should be doing this because of someone saying something was so. A perfect example comes with work. You know, when I decided that I was going to blog, teach yoga, and do my podcast full time and quit my corporate job, of course, the response was, are you crazy? Because we live in a society where our parents actually believe that the only and like safe route is for us to be on career paths that are the standard 9-to-5. And not to say that that is bad at all, because there are so many rad 9-to-5 jobs, but they are operating from their reality and the stories that they have been told. You get to change and choose your reality. And so when you notice yourself doing something because someone told you you should do it, you have to take a step back and realize and recognize and like really ask yourself, like, is this aligned? And like, is this something that I want to do or a story that I've been told? One of the most powerful healing sessions that I've ever had happened when I recognized that my fear of abandonment came from my mother and not from me, because, and I'm not going to get too much into it because it's her story and I want to respect her, but she had really had traumatic experiences when I was about 5 or 6 years old, where she was abandoned by people that loved her in her life. And, you know, some were physical abandonments, some of them were actually like people leaving this world. And I was very, very young, and I was the only person around when all of it happened. And ultimately, I took on that belief of people leaving and it not being safe to get close to people. And when I had that healing session and recognized that and was able to really like just click the pieces together of, holy shit, this is not my belief, this is not my story, that's when everything started shifting for me, and I was able to drop that belief of abandonment and, you know, basically feeling like people are going to leave me. So with relationships, you know, we are constantly feeding into each other. And so looking at, one, how people make you feel is one element of it. The way people unload information and, you know, what the to-dos of what you should do in your life is another way. Like, are people there telling you what to do, or are they there supporting you along the way? With awareness of the relationships, you know, I'm not saying like go and drop all of your friends that make you feel tired or anything like that, but it really is about establishing boundaries and knowing that, one, when you are in your strength and in your power, no one can make you feel a certain way. And again, that's a little challenging for people to accept, but no one can make you feel a certain way. You are in control of your feelings. And when we are able to recognize that everyone is just operating from their own set of beliefs, your parents are operating from their own set of beliefs, your friends are operating from their own set of beliefs, your boss is operating from their own set of beliefs, like, we are all molded based on how we grew up and our lineage of our parents and our grandparents and their parents. And we're just operating from that space. And so have compassion for those people, but also take everything that everyone says with a grain of salt. Like, question everything and see if it really feels good for you and aligns with you and your truth. And ultimately, sometimes that just means taking a pause and asking yourself, like, is this right for me? Is this true for me? Sometimes it's a yes, sometimes it's a no. But every time that you ask that question, you strengthen your trust and your ability to discern yes or no within your body and within yourself without having to seek outside validation and external validation. Okay, so the last part of awareness is awareness of the environment that you've created around you. And this is pretty short and pretty straightforward, but your environment directly impacts your mindset. Directly impacts your mindset. If you guys listened to my episode with Danny from Spatial Solutions, if you haven't, go back and listen to it, because it's all about intuitive space design and the energy of our homes. But really, it's all about, you know, the state of your home environment, your sanctuary, your workspace and how you treat your things. Like, what is your environment like? Because a cluttered space lends to a cluttered mind. And if you find yourself uninspired by the environment that you're in, that means that you need to switch things up and move some energy around. You know, when I had my old apartment before the last place that I lived in, I would switch up my bedroom like every 3 months and move the bed around, move my dresser around, and just like move everything around. So it felt like a new, fresh space and inspired and invigorated me. So allow yourself like the creativity and flexibility to change up your environment and notice how that directly impacts your mindset. The other element of it is, you know, if you live somewhere that's really busy, which most of us do, most of us live in cities and don't live out in nature, like, do you find quiet time for yourself? Even if you live in nature, like, and have roommates, do you find quiet time for yourself? Do you find time to pause and to take time that is in stillness and just you without having any external sources or forces coming at you? You know, taking that time and that pause is really important, and that's why I love meditation so much. So knowing the awareness of the self, awareness of relationships, and awareness of environment really is, again, that baseline from where we start from. Okay, where are you at? And when discovering where you're at, that does not mean that we assign guilt or shame to our current reality. There is nothing to be ashamed of. There is nothing to be guilty for. There is nothing to be angry about, because it is a huge statement, even listening to this podcast, to begin this practice of awareness, to begin this practice of building confidence and, you know, letting go of those things that don't serve you. And if you are committing to shifting your mindset and developing your awareness of really all aspects of your life, it's important that you practice this compassion for yourself. Rather than feeling ashamed or guilty, you remind yourself that you are growing and that you are learning. You know, this is a lifelong journey. And again, the steps of awareness, action, expansion, it's cyclical. It's not like this whole thing is linear. You're going to find experiences throughout your life where you're going to have to go through the steps again. And that's okay. That's what life is. You know, we're never going to be at that perfect destination. It's a journey. And so we have to practice compassion and honor every single step of the way, the good, the bad, the ugly, the love, the hate, the sadness, the happiness, all of it. I wanted to leave you guys with just a couple different practices before we go. And really, these are practices or questions to ask yourself to help you build your awareness. So one is, whenever you're in situations that you feel triggered, or you feel, you know, the self-doubt start to creep in again, coming back to those thoughts, I want you to ask yourself, if I was enough, what would I do right now? If I was enough, what would I do right now? And just see what comes up. Because when we put ourselves in that energy of, you know, I am enough, What is it that if I was enough, what would I do right now? When we put ourselves in that energy, it creates this expansion. It creates the ability for us to think outside of our current reality and welcome in something new. So really, really powerful. If I was enough, what would I do right now? The next is a mindful meditation. Again, I said meditation is so key in developing your awareness. And really, this meditation is a scanning of all five of your senses. So you scan one at a time, taking in each sense, so touch, sound, taste, smell, sight, and really taking about 2 to 3 minutes to ask yourself, like, what do I feel? Touch. What are the sounds that I can hear? Sound. What can I taste? What do I smell? With eyes closed, what can I see? And then after you scan through each of your five senses, come back and try and pull in all five of your senses, so noticing all five of them all at once. And if your mind begins to wander, know that that is completely normal. Simply just come back to whatever sense you're on, or all five of them, and know that every single time that you come back to this practice and root yourself into the present, root yourself into your senses, your practice, or you are strengthening your ability to stay there, and you're strengthening your ability to be aware. So really, really powerful. Okay, so the last thing that I want to leave you guys with, and I'm kind of toying around with doing this in every episode, is just a mantra for the theme of this, which the theme is awareness, of course, for this first episode. So as you are doing these practices, as you are, you know, witnessing yourself, witnessing your relationships, witnessing your environment, again, rather than feeling ashamed, rather than feeling guilty, I invite you to say the mantra, I am expanding into love. I love myself. I honor where I'm at. And I see this experience as an opportunity for growth. So really with this mantra, you can see yourself and your life through the lens of love and appreciation rather than judgment and guilt. We are all beautiful works in progress, so don't get hung up in where you may currently be at. You're doing the work, you're listening to this, and that is the most important part. I love you guys. You guys, what did you think? First solo episode. I just re-listened. I feel like it was pretty good. As always, if this episode resonates with you, if other episodes resonate with you, please take the time to leave a review on iTunes, subscribe, and rate. It helps the podcast get out to even more people. And of course, let me know that you're listening. Tag @AvaJohanna and @TheAlchemizedLife. I'll see you next week.